I think the key factor to Def Leppard's success is the fact that we've always really concentrated on making great songs. We've never been like, okay, we're a band, man, let's go down King's Road and go and spend 30 grand on clothes so we look right and not have any songs. It's always been the other way around. Spend all the money in the studio and then go down King's Road with 50p, what we can get our hands on, you know.
It was an album that took you 3 years to record.
Yeah, on and off, yeah, just about, yeah.
I mean, 3 years recording for 63 minutes of rock and roll, is that right. The key to success?
Do you have any special message for young guitarists, Japanese guitarists?
Take hits.
Learn to play drums. Keep practicing.
Yeah.
And listen to a lot of different players, not just one. Mm-hmm. And then you develop your own.
Listen to us. Buy our records.
How about? Record years in Grau, esperando a poder venir a sitios grandes. You are number one in USA. You spent 3 years to release this album. So now you are easy. Now you are number one. You're
happy.
Happy, yeah?
Yeah, we're very happy, yeah.
When I was younger, all I wanted to do was play soccer.
You know, we miss him, we always will, but thank God he left behind something that was worthwhile.
Ow!
Would you like to unveil the plaque, gentlemen?
Freddie Mercury tribute show, that was Vivian's official intro to the band. We didn't tell anybody that he was in the band. So that was to the world, that was our, this is the guy, this is the new guy, you know. And 15 minutes in broad daylight in front of 1.5 billion on TV and 72,000 in the stadium. The sun shining, it was fantastic. And the strange thing was that within 20 minutes, it was just completely normal. You look over to your right-hand side from where I was stood and you see Vivian, and it just looks like he's been in the band all the time.
I would like to introduce you all to Vivian Campbell.
Hello, you
Def Leppard's second guitar player. Actually, Def Leppard's fourth guitar player, but the current co-lead guitar player.
To come back to your true home and be welcomed in such a way. It was fantastic. It was one of the most memorable gigs we've ever done.
I just got an overwhelming feeling of, you know, we finally sort of made it.
The reason that we wanted to do the Don Valley show, I guess it was that arrogance that we've always kind of had. We've buried it as best we can, but we just said, why don't we play our hometown? Because I think we're strong enough to do it. And it was a brilliant day. When we first walked out there and you see 40,000 people in your hometown, and you think 15 years ago you were playing the Broadfield pub and there were 35 people there, and went out there and it's like, wow, this is really cool.
What's the strangest concert you have ever played?
I would say the weirdest gig that I've ever done was actually before Rick joined the band, was we played a field in Sheffield once, and they just ran a power cable from a house and we plugged the things in, and it went dark. And nobody could see us, so somebody drove two cars in front of us and turned their headlights on, and we got paid £3.
Very good.
Hello, I'm Phil Collins.
And I'm not.
That's...
It's 24 hours in a day and you're on stage for 2.5 hours. That's 21 and a half hours that you're not. And out of those 21 and a half hours, you're together, travelling, sitting around or whatever, for maybe 10, 12. When you compare the lifestyle that we've got now and the fun we have and the way that we can express ourselves lyrically, musically, artistically, whatever you want to call it, this is heaven on earth. It really is.
There's ambitions we have as a band. We always want to play a stadium in England. And, you know, we kind of fulfilled an ambition. And the fact that we'd reached that level in England where they didn't really accept us at first was really comforting. Very cool.
It was a pleasure, and we will do this again sometime. Until then, take care. Don't forget, brush your teeth before you go to bed. And if you're driving, don't forget your car.